Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, May 20th. Greybruce Health Services President and CEO Gary Sims says local hospitals are facing emergency department staffing pressures that could force the closure of rural ERs. He says many hospitals across Ontario are experiencing staffing shortages, and the availability of emergency department physicians is causing concern locally at Greybruce Health Services hospitals. All six hospitals have 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week emergency departments. GBHS hospitals are increasingly relying on physicians traveling here from outside of the area to keep the emergency departments going. The hospital organization says there are also nursing shortages. Greybruce Health Services says its rural hospitals typically see a very small number of patients between the hours of 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. The hospital organization is working on enhanced recruitment efforts and working with Grey County and Bruce County paramedics as well as Orange Air Ambulance to prepare for diversion should one of the emergency departments need to reduce its hours. They say an extensive communications plan has also been developed to ensure the community is notified. Sims says temporary service reductions would be a last resort, and the contingency plans are there in case a last-minute shift cannot be filled. A South Bruce man and a Huron-Kinloss woman are among four people charged after a search warrant was executed in Huron County. OPP say they recovered over $250,000 in stolen property, including trucks, motorcycles, and trailers. OPP say drugs and firearms were also seized. On Thursday, May 12th, members from the Greybruce, Middlesex Elgin, and Huron-Perth OPP with the West Region Emergency Response Team and Tactics and Rescue Unit executed search warrants at three properties in the municipality of Ashfield, Colborne, Wawanosh. Police say they also seized suspected meth and hydromorphone, three firearms, ammunition, a compound bow, and a kit OPP say is used for changing vehicle identification numbers. A 39-year-old South Bruce man and a 22-year-old Huron-Kinloss woman, as well as a 41-year-old Ashfield Colborne Wawanosh man, face a list of charges. A fourth accused person remains outstanding. What's considered the first unofficial long weekend of the summer has arrived. It is the Victoria Day weekend, also known as May 2-4, and as usual, the OPP will be stepping up enforcement on area roads and waterways to make sure everyone celebrates safely. Officers will be focusing on the big four this weekend: distracted, impaired, and aggressive driving, as well as seatbelt compliance. A group of students from St. Mary's Catholic High School in Owen Sound protested what they call an unfair and biased dress code Thursday afternoon. The rally held at Victoria Park was called Justice for the Girls at St. Mary's. Protester and senior student Alexis Brunet says it's unfairly targeted towards females.
It falls back on the female students who get in trouble when they come to school and they think they're in dress code and they get publicly shamed and embarrassed. It's honestly not okay, and there needs to be a change.
Students created a change.org petition that has about 550 signatures on it. They're calling for new and properly enforced rules for all. Bayshore Broadcasting News did not receive a response to a request for comment from the Bruce Gray Catholic District School Board before publication time. The latest Lotto Max draw is worth an estimated $65 million plus an estimated 12 Max Millions. You can buy your tickets at olg.ca or at authorized OLG retailers until 10:30 tonight. Checking sports, in NHL playoffs, the Battle of Alberta in the Stanley Cup playoffs resumes tonight in Calgary. The Flames are one up on Edmonton. Prior to that game, Carolina will host the New York Rangers. The Hurricanes lead that best of seven, 1-0. Canada is off today at the World Hockey Championships. The Canadian entry is 4-0. They go against Switzerland tomorrow. In the NBA, the West Final resumes in San Francisco. Golden State has a 1-0 lead after blowing out Dallas in the opener. At the Rogers Centre tonight, Hyunjin Ryu starts for the Blue Jays. They have an interleague matchup with Cincinnati. And in Ontario Senior Lacrosse, the Owen Sound Bug Juice North Stars will be in Brooklyn tonight. They go against the Merchants. You can hear the game live with Matt Hermes on CFOS with Leon MacArthur Tire North Star Radio at 7:50. The Junior North Stars have home games Saturday night against Welland and Sunday afternoon against Six Nations. And OSDSS lost a tough rugby Kiwassa final. versus home side BCI 22-12. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.